Greetings, and the dear Lord bless you. Now in Luke 9:10, it tells about how Jesus went aside into a quiet place. And God's word says he took them and went aside privately into a desert place. You know, we're living today in such a time of pressure. Oh, I hear that word so much. I do quite a little bit of counseling. And so many people come to me and say, oh, I'm just under such pressure. I just can hardly stand that the pressures are so great. Well, that's true. And we're living in a day of such busyness. Oh, such rush. And we hear the word busy so constantly that, well, we just almost go weary of it. It seems to be an excuse for everything. Everybody in this awful hurry and flurry. And such words as rest and quiet and stillness and solitude that just seems to have gone out of life. And everywhere streets are crowded with racing cars and bumping fenders and screeching tires. And why? Because they're just hurrying so fast and want to pass the car in front of them. They must get to where they're going. They've got to get there in a hurry. It's like the man that had a chauffeur, the new chauffeur that he had hired. And the chauffeur drove like mad all through the streets as fast as he could go. And then when he got there, the man just sat in the back seat of the car and waited. And he said to the chauffeur, now, what are you going to do with the 5 minutes? What did you think I wanted to do with the 5 minutes that you saved by rushing like that? He said, I'm just going to sit here now and relax. You know, it's really a problem when people come to you and tell you the strain they're under. And you can see the very strain upon their faces. And you try to talk to them about stopping a minute and getting quiet. And as Jesus says, come apart and rest a while. Oh, we are living in the rapids of time. I know that. We're living in strange and awful days. But the speed with which we move is the most remarkable. And the restlessness is the most deplorable. Oh, how sweet that old song has grown to some of us. And you hardly ever hear it anymore. I guess it's so inconsistent to the day we live in. Take time to be holy. Speak oft with thy Lord. Abide in him always and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children. Help those that are weak. Forgetting in nothing his blessing to seek. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct his likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus, love, thou soon shall be fitted for service above. Well, you know, as I read this, I got so quiet in my own spirit. And I began to realize today, as I was in this quiet time, that so much of the jar and hurry of this restless time, this time of such stress and pressure that had gotten into my own soul. But I can tell you that I know the remedy, and I've tried it so many times. I know where I can find repose. You know, I was looking up in Webster today, the difference between the word repose and compose. We hear a lot about compose on there as compared with aspirin for the headache, and compose to bring the body to quiet. And so Webster says that compose means to bring the body or mind to a condition of repose, calmness and quietness. And repose, Webster says, is to be at peace, in a dignified calmness. Well, that sounds awfully good, but how are you going to get there? As I said, I know the remedy for that, but just how some folks are going to find that repose when they're just on the run and the rush all the time, that I don't know. I don't think you can do it. I know that it will take all that strain out of your spirit. And that awful unrest for your mind and the tension for your body. When I get alone and take time in God's presence, when I read his word and search the scripture and search my own heart, spend time in prayer. Oh, I tell you, there's restorative peace that he promises, a sweet rest that he gives, and the repose that only God can give. He's the only one that can give that repose. You know how many fine people today, and I started to say this jet-propelled age, have to take some kind of tranquilizer to calm them down. And I read recently of a man that came rushing home from work, and he said to his wife, "Oh, yeah, I'm just nearly wild with all the things that happened in the office today. I've been under such strain, such tension, that I can hardly stand it. Give me one of those pills to compose me, to calm me down." And she gave him the pill, but just about that time the phone rang, and he was ordered to come back to the office, that this very important customer was ready to give a big order, and he was to come back immediately. And he said to his wife, he said, "Where are those pep pills? I've got to have one." She said, "Why, you just took a pill to calm you down. Now you want a pill to pep you up." Well, that's the way it is today. You take one to pep you up and one to calm you down. Oh, but seriously, the prices this day are many. And some people do have no other recourse, but the Christian does. The Christian has the quiet time, the time of meditation before God where they can get rest. The Christian has that which can cool the fever of this awful rush. And I want to recommend it to you. I want to read you some scriptures that will show you the reality of this. God's Word says, and oh, it's so essential that you listen to what His Word has to say along this line. In Numbers 9:8, "And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you." See, he had to get them quiet before he could even tell what the Lord would command for them. And in 1 Samuel 9:27, "And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, Bid the servant pass on, but stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of God." You just can't know in counseling and praying with so many people how hard it is to get them quiet to listen to God's word. This is a wonderful verse of that. "Now stand still, and that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord which he did to you and to your fathers." That's 1 Samuel 12:7. The other was 1 Samuel 9:27. "Stand thou still that I may show thee the word of God." And then in Job 37:14, "Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." In Psalms 4:4, "Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with thine own heart upon your bed and be still." You know, David always talked about meditating and communing at night on his own bed. And Psalms 46:10, "Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen." Oh, wonderful verses from God's word. If only we would get into this quiet place. But there's so many places to go, so many things to do. It hasn't been very long in a home that the mother said, "Well, we're going to stay home tonight, children." And the young daughter in the home said, "Stay home? What in the world has happened? What's wrong?" Well, she said, "I don't know there's anything wrong about staying home." And then the girl looked up and she said, "Oh, what a bore that will be." Well, I can tell you, in my early days, we thought it was a wonderful thing. And the thought of staying home wasn't the thought of not doing anything. And not going someplace wasn't so shocking. But to seek God's presence, read his word, that he may refresh your soul and clarify your thoughts and take the strain out of life. But some people just think it's a waste of time to stop to meditate and stop to pray. Yet millions have found through the ages that only in the presence of God could they find rest and peace. And every symptom of this, these awful pressures would be subdued. You'd find that prayer makes available the power of God that can take all this strain out of life. Won't you think about it? Won't you get to the Lord? And his word says, "They who have believed have entered into rest." But that resting place comes only through faith in God, and faith comes by reading God's word and getting quiet in prayer before him. God's word says there remaineth a rest for the people of God, but you don't have to wait to heaven to get that rest. You can have it right now. The dear Lord bless you and bring you into a place of perfect peace. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God's word says, amen.